The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What happens if they win 95, 100 games? You fire your manager?
Well, depends on what you do in the playoffs. Because if you don't get to a Game 7 of the World Series, guess what you just
You've
did?
You've regressed.
You have regressed. And I don't want to start getting too far ahead and throwing water on everything. But to me, this is kind of the last year that they're going to be legitimate contenders.
Yeah, I mean, we've said for years what the window is, and this could be the end of it, or near the end of it, certainly. It seems to me, with you coming in off two straight losses, the UFC wants you to succeed here. They're giving you a fight that says, listen, we want to be in the Juan Adams business. This is the fight. We need you to win this kind of a fight. And I'm sure you personally know that this is the kind of fight that you've got to win if you want to be in the UFC, right?
Exactly, and that's how I view it. I view this more as I'm approaching the same way I approach my contender series fight. You know, I've got to earn my place again.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch on Twitch, you know the number for that too. Or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday. Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. A lot of sports talk. Juan Adams was in studio, just joined us for the last half hour. And follow him on Twitter at ChosenJuan285. He will be fighting Saturday night on the main card. So
pretty wild.
Just from rooting interests. I mean, I have to buy the main card because
Derek will be on
Derek, Juan, and
yeah.
You know, I plus it's John Jones, but I'm also a big Valentina fan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well, she has the greatest voice ever.
There are a ton of Houston-based fighters on this card.
Alex is on the prelim card, right?
Yep. Alex will be on ESPN. Domingo Pilarte, who's a Houston fighter, will be on the Fight Pass section of the card. So
Lauren Murphy, who we had on.
Lauren Murphy will be on. Jonathan Martinez is from, I want to say he's from Dallas. Same with Austin Lingo, fights out of Dallas. Miles John is a Houston guy. Trevin Giles is a Houston guy. Derek, obviously, Juan. I mean, there's just a ton of Houston connections here. So it's a great card. If you can't get out to the fights, make sure you at least watch them. Should be a good night of fighting, man. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get out and watch somewhere.
So. Little Woodrow's. You're close to one, right?
I'm close to the best Little Woodrow's.
There you go.
It's not even debatable. It's the best. It's tremendous. No, it's the best because that's the one I go to. But
well, it's the closest one.
Yeah, it is, and it's awesome. And I like that Little Woodrow's quite a bit. I'm there. You know, it's one of my rotation places. So I think I'll go there Saturday night to watch the fights. If I don't go to the fights, just kind of depends.
Yep. And we'll have Alex and Alex Morano and Mirsad Bektic will both be in tomorrow. And that'll be in the 4 o'clock or 4 or 5 o'clock hour. We're not sure yet. We're fluid with them. And then 6:15 tomorrow, John Jones will join the program. So the UFC light heavyweight champion, John Jones. So that's pretty exciting news. And then on Thursday, we'll have Dana White in here. We've been told that, hey, feel free to go as long as you want with him. So
and we will.
We'll sit down with Dana for 30 minutes or so and just get a good long form interview with the dude.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. The very first time I met Dana, I was sports editor at the Chronicle. He showed up in my office begging for coverage.
That's funny.
I know, and I'm going to see if he remembers this, but and I was already sold, right? And he's telling me, man, I go to all these places, and there's all these old guys, and they don't understand, and they don't You know, and I'm like, dude, you don't have to sell me. Just tell me what I need to do to get somebody covering you full time, and you know what credentials I need to get, all that stuff. And he was so relieved that somebody actually, and he was doing Ultimate Fighter then. I mean, the guy was already a star, and he's going around to all these old fogies just trying to get him to cover his damn sport. And we were the first ones.
Funny how it works, man.
Well, and you know, and I was all in because I was at the time I was all about, hey, man, we got to get younger. And at the time, this is like the number, I think it still is, number two sport for 18-34s. And I'm like, yeah, I want in on this. Plus, I'm a fan. And so, because I was just starting to get into it then. And so we had a guy named Steve Sievert who was the first guy to cover it for us. Went to Vegas for the fights, did a weekly notebook. And then when I left, they got rid of that until it got
typical.
Until they realized, well, yeah, they got rid of a bunch of cool stuff that I was doing. But that's all right. That was their choice. But then they realized how big it was, and I don't remember who they got up there next, but Jeremy Botter did it for a while for them. But, yeah, it was funny to me that he's having to beg mainstream media, and now here he is on ESPN. They're about as mainstream as it gets, and newspapers are dying. I wonder why.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't imagine either, but I just thought that was funny because, yeah, I mean, this guy is a superstar, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And here he is in my office having to try to talk me into covering his sport at the time.
To sell you on it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just, it was funny because I was just like, yeah, you don't have to sell me. I'm in. Just let's do this. But we had a real nice chat that day. And man, it's just come so far. And I'm glad to see it because, yeah, even when I was trying to get us to do it, man, I had editors like, oh, that's just human cockfighting. That was their favorite go-to thing.
Yeah,
it's like witch hunt. Yeah, it's like, oh, human cockfighting.
That's the John McCain quote.
And I'm like, no, it's a little more than that. But yeah, it's really cool to see how this thing has grown, and obviously Dana's done real well with it and stayed involved even though they sold it.
Yeah,
and it just, yeah, if anything, I think, I mean, it's gotten so big with the whole ESPN thing, you know, and I guess the only concern is, do you have enough great fighters to keep supporting pay-per-views and all these other cards? And, you know, because there have been some cards that you've had to cancel because of injuries and things like that. But, I mean, I really admire what he's done and how much they've built this thing up.
Yep.
When are we having Derek?
We're not going to have Derek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Derek politely declined to come in during fight week. He's grumpy.
Okay.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah, good for him.
We'll probably have him on after.
Yeah. He hadn't fought in a while now. It's been...
That's the last time Derek fought.
Was it the Cormier fight? Was that his last fight?
It might have been his last fight.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No. He fought Blagoy Ivanov, which was like that right after Halloween.
Oh, okay.
So won a split decision.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Okay, so we're going to have everybody from Houston except Derek.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost.
Yeah, that's all right. He's welcome here anytime after the fight, too. He can talk about how well he did. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. So I guess Little Woodrow's is having like a bunch of the fighters there this week, right?
Yeah, they've got meet and greets all week. They've got... they're going to have some after parties. I should have talked about that with Juan. That's on me. But Juan, I know, is going to be at one of those after parties. And they've got meet and greets not only with the fighters but with fighters who aren't even, like Kamaru Usman, UFC welterweight champion, is going to be at a meet and greet. The UFC Octagon girls are going to be at a meet and greet. So there's a ton of it going on. So obviously visit Twitter and then the location specific Facebook pages for all the Little Woodrow's to see which fighters are going to be where. But yeah, this is the week to get out to Little Woodrow's, meet those fighters. Certainly,
I'll have to figure out who's going to be there. So be it mine. That's one I always
get. After parties are always fun when the fighter wins.
Yeah,
and they're always a little
not so much when they
don't. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about an after party, but if they're doing appearances there during the week, I wouldn't mind going. That's where I go for the crab races on Tuesday nights.
Crab races?
Yeah, they have crab races. It's a lot of fun.
Hmm.
All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now, who can riddle me this? Why is it that we play the game of those who hold all the chips?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And if you want to meet Juan, he'll be at My Little Woodrow's tomorrow at 6:30 in Edo. So
there you go.
I was just looking up to see who all would be there, but... obviously, I will not be able to get there for that.
No, you can be there.
Not at 6:30.
Go for it.
I'm kind of be doing a show.
Yeah, we don't need you here.
Yeah, you say that, and then you disappear for half an hour. St. Patrick says, not true. Derek fought that one ass hat at his gym. I think he won pretty quick.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not a super competitive matchup.
All right. We didn't get to do a gym of the day because we had an interview going, but let's do a Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Were you a fan of Ray Dawn Chong back in the day?
No.
Tommy Chong's daughter?
I don't remember.
She did Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she did, what was the other song? She did The Color Purple.
No, I don't know.
She was pretty hot back in the day. She is not now. Now she looks like Arnold's... maid that he impregnated.
No,
but look her up from you'll be impressed. But apparently, she hooked up with Mick Jagger in 1977. The problem was she was only 15 years old.
Oh no!
She says he wasn't that much older than me in my brain. He was 33 and young and gorgeous with a nice body. It wasn't a bad thing. It was fabulous. Totally rock and roll. He didn't make me do anything I didn't want to do, but he was very vain, always looking in the mirror. Apparently, he was still married to his first wife. But she was pals with the daughter of John Phillips, a founder of the Mamas and the Papas. Introduced herself to Jagger one day. He never asked me how old I was, and I never told him. It never came up. I remember thinking he was really cute. He had tousled hair. I thought, oh, man, he is beautiful. Keep saying he did nothing wrong. Jagger did not respond. It's a little.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, at this point.
Well, I mean, you talk about statutory rape from 50 years ago.
1977. No, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations has run out on that. Not that, you know, not that I know anything from watching Law and Order or whatever. But and I'm sure in some countries that's legal. So. Alex says, do you need tickets for those meet and greets? No.
Nope. Just show up, man.
Yeah, so if you want to go see Juan tomorrow, 6:30, Little Woodrow's Edo, go check him out. And Family First asks, what is that detective show you're watching? You mentioned it on air. Jack Taylor. I'm enjoying it. It's about an Irish detective, and it stars the guy who played Ser Jorah in Game of Thrones. Much different character. Much more drunk in this one, which I like. regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, just for to humor me, I want you to...
Oh, I Googled her.
Okay, but you saw the old image, right? Where she was...
Yeah, where she's elderly.
No. The image where she was
young. Oh, where she was young and hot? Yeah.
Yeah. And then you've seen this one, right? Where she's elderly?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh!
She's not hideous. She's just an old woman.
No, she's hideous.
Come on.
For being Tommy Chong's daughter, she looks more like Cheech Marin.
She's just an old woman.
Yeah. Some people get old.
Cut her some slack. Women get old.
Well, so do men. Everybody gets old. Everybody dies. It's going to happen.
I mean, look what I got going. This my salt and pepper beard is basically all salt now.
I was trying to grow mine out this week. And I got to this morning, and I looked in the mirror, and it's like, no, you look homeless. It's got to go. I mean, you look more homeless than usual. I mean, I always look a little homeless, but... Yeah, it's... It's hard for me to picture Mick Jagger at 30 years old now.
It really kind of is.
Because He's been old for so long.
Yeah, I just think of an old man Mick Jagger. It's hard for me to even remember, like, young rock star Rolling Stones early days, like, when he was in his prime. It was before I was born.
Right.
But, yeah, I've always known Mick Jagger as an old guy.
I was younger than Radon Chong when he hooked up with her.
Dang.
That ought to tell you something. Not much, but it makes me feel better because I'm...
I mean, I'm glad you didn't hook up with Mick Jagger.
Why? That'd be a good story.
That would have been statutory rape. It could have damaged you for life.
Like I'm not damaged for life as it is.
True.
So, yeah, I think... I bet you that was a lot more common in the 70s.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
It's like Lawrence Taylor said. It's not like
it's very rock and roll.
Not like I idea. I love the way she said that. It's very rock and roll. Speaking of which, former Chiefs running back Larry Johnson, do we regard him as pretty much an idiot at this stage?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to hear what he had to...
Oh, sure. What's he up to?
Well, I remember he went on the occult rant, and then the NFL and NBA has an effeminate agenda.
Yeah.
That's being pushed by the Illuminati. And, this past week, he has jumped on a bunch of things.
Okay.
Basically, quotes, the TMZ is reporting basketball legend Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash in California.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson, quote, tweets it. Right after LeBron passes him third on the all-time scoring list last night, this between secret societies, I'm going to stay out of this one.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Because no one was asking for Larry's input.
Well, we don't really need his input on the coronavirus either, do we?
Oh, actually, I'm very interested in that.
Here's what he says. Coronavirus and earthquakes. This is where we are in the Bible. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven.
Okay. I don't wish anyone gets a coronavirus, but if someone has to.
I don't wish pestilence on anyone. Then he also had another take on Kobe Bryant. It says, Aleister Crowley, a.k.a. the B666, taught one of the two most important laws in Satanism. The law of reversal, a divination that practiced walking, talking, writing, playing recordings backwards. And then he goes Harpo/Oprah, Own/NWO, Dogma/AmGod, Tree of Ecroft/Tree of Force. And then he said Kobe Bryant equals 666 workout, 81 points, 666 game. Your fave, celebs know this, fake tears. Basically said Kobe was the devil.
That makes total sense. Yeah, he's a weird dude.
Gets a little weirder. He says...
Did he tweeted you 50 times today?
No, that was something else entirely, which I don't even know what to do about that. But he says, thank you, oh great Lucifer, son of the morning, who I owe. Luciferianism has been rotting the black community for years now. We can quit. It's the white man. No, it's our own dumbasses via the entertainment industry. And he shows a picture of LeBron. Made another couple of weird... He's just gone off the...
Everything's LeBron's fault?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then finally, the halftime show. Would you like his take on that?
Sure.
People sat through a Super Bowl halftime child sex trafficking ritual.
Oh, boy.
In a country that's top three in sex trafficking in the same state, Epstein was given leniency. Fall for this pre-planned anthem dispute by two puppets rocking in a trance.
Yeah. He's really out there. I mean, I don't know. I don't like to judge too much, but...
Mm-hmm. I don't
either. I judge silently.
Yeah, sure you do. Hey, you're into religion. Cool. I ain't no problem with that. But.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned Simpsons predicted the coronavirus in 1993.
Simpsons predicted everything.
Yeah, I don't think we're surprised anymore. Yeah.
Simpsons, they predicted Larry Johnson would be a lunatic in 1994, I think, or 95.
So they said Larry Johnson should be an executive producer for Ancient Aliens. Don't you bring that evil on my show.
You love that show. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have a real live bona fide lunatic on there?
They already have him. The guy's name's Giorgio. He's got the guy with the hair.
Well, yeah. Now you can add another
one. No, we don't need... And besides, Larry Johnson's all about...
How great would it be if next time Radu does a conspiracy theory show, the panel is you, Radu, and Larry Johnson?
I'd do that. I'd be making fun of him the whole time.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure, I would. Think I'm afraid?
Yeah. You should be afraid of crazy people.
Yeah, that's why...
That's the people to be afraid of.
That's why we have things to protect ourselves with,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Aggie and Mizzou tonight at 7:30. Any opinion on that one?
I don't know. Missouri sucks. Aggie's been playing better. They've kind of, like we talked to Buzz about yesterday, they've been alternating good performance with bad performance. So it's Aggie should win tonight, but if they are in a dud laying mode, Aggie can certainly lay a dud.
Did you see that Punxsutawney Phil has declared that there will be an early spring?
Oh, that's great news.
I have a kind of.
It started in November here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's been spring since November. We never had a winter here.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, the coldest it even got, it barely got in the 30s. It's not going to get any colder. So, you know, basically, so I'm supposed to trust a groundhog in freaking Pennsylvania to tell me what winter is. No, thank you, pal, because it's been spring.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to get to. I'm not going to do politics this season, but I am going to make fun of having a caucus that you can't even tell who wins.
Oh, boy. Oh. What a bunch of dummies.
I mean, for one thing, I don't know why you do a caucus. Shame. Just do a primary like everybody else. But
well,
no.
Yeah, they do caucus because they're old school, and then they try to get new school and use an app, and it fails.
Well, that's not what they said. They said it was not the app. That's what the state said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe every word.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, not that we know 24 hours later, more than 24 hours later, but Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders were the leaders, for what it's worth.
Shocker. They were the leader. Oh, they were the leaders in the clubhouse or the leaders of the app?
Leaders. Well, I don't know.
They were the leaders of the caucus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so, take that for what it's worth.
It's all made up anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I have no clue who's going to win this thing, and
I don't either.
I just know it's not going to be the guy I like, so punt. And I don't really care. It's not going to wind up affecting my life nearly as much as the media keeps trying to get me to believe it does. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We were talking about contracts a little bit yesterday and what the Texans may wind up having to do.
Yep.
SpotRack was doing their projections for the Texans for next year, and they project Deshaun Watson $35.8 million is what his calculated market value is.
Seems fair enough.
Yeah, if they'll go for that. Laramie Tunsil, $18.3 million.
God, that's a lot of money.
Well, you're going to have to pay it.
Yeah. You're married to it.
And he's DJ Reader, they have his 11.9.
I think he'll get that from somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think the Texans will pay that. Zach Cunningham, 12.3. He's not a free agent yet, but that's his number. Darren Fells, 4.4.
Okay.
Carlos Hyde, 3.1.
The Texans won't pay Darren Fells, will they?
I don't think so. I mean,
he ended up being the best one they had, but he was supposed to basically bridge the gap. He was really supposed to be like the blocking tight end.
Yeah.
And ended up being their best guy.
Honestly, he was just a veteran that they brought in if Kahale Waring had worked out, they would have never needed him. So
we don't know if any of the tight ends on the Texans roster are any good.
No, they're all third rounders, though.
Like I said, we don't know if any of them can play.
Yeah, so Zach Cunningham will make $1.42 million this year. If they want to redo him, 12.3 seems an awful lot for that guy.
That is a big jump.
He's a good player, but if you're going to pay Whitney Mercilus 12.
Well, Whitney how good is Zach at practice is what I want to know.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. But
does he try really hard?
I'm sure he does.
Well, pay him.
But if you wanted to clear some cap space, I kind of went through and I did all the math on what it would take to sign Watson, Tunsil, a Reader replacement, because you're not going to spend that much on him, and bring in a high level cornerback.
Okay.
Figuring
how high level are we talking?
Well, whatever the best available is.
Okay.
Because I'm not paying Bradley Roby number one money.
Oh, really?
I think he's good.
You've changed your tune on that.
I think he's good, but I'm not going to pay him $15 a year.
Okay.
So they can do all that. There's two things they're going to have to do. You either renegotiate with J.J. Watt so his cap hit isn't 15.5.
Or you cut him.
I don't think they're going to do that.
But that's an option.
But Vernon Hargraves has a $9.954 million cap hit.
Just tell him to get out of
either,
here.
Either whack him. I think that if you want to keep him, you sign him for like a 3-year deal for $3 million a year. Something like that. And you pay him his money, you just spread it out. Kenny Stills, is he worth $7
million?
I mean, I like the guy.
I think you have to keep him because your other option is Will Fuller, and he's not reliable.
Zach Fulton, $7
million? I'd probably say bye.
I think you can get a Zach Fulton replacement for less than that. Duke Johnson, $4.1
million. I'd let him go.
Angelo Blackson, $3.968
million. I don't know what you could get to replace him for any cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, that's
fair. That's a pretty fair price.
Here's where I can save you $3.5 million. Senio Calamete.
Yeah, bye.
$750,000 dead money, but the cap hits $3.5 million. Beyond that, there's not a lot of room to play with.
Nope.
So, I mean, they've got plenty cap room, but, you know, Tunsil will go from 10 to 18. So that's basically a player. Reader, if you're going to pay him 11.9, I don't think they're going to pay him that, but they're going to have to pay somebody else to replace him, so probably 8 or 9. And the big one is Watson, who will be going from a $4 million cap hit to a $35.8 million cap hit.
Just a quick glance, it looks like the best cornerback out there available is going to be Byron Jones. Probably worth, I don't know, what would you value him at? Over the cap says his valuation is $10.9 million.
That seems
which means
fair.
You probably have to pay 12 or 13 a year. Would you do that?
He doesn't get enough.
He doesn't get a bunch of takeaways, but he's pretty solid, though.
He is solid. I mean, he if he's your number one, you could do worse.
He will be 28 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like him better than Roby.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'll go out on a limb. I like him better than Hargraves.
Oh, well. Yeah, you like a...
I still don't
like
understand.
A dead like, body more than...
There were people trying to convince me that Hargraves is a player. Like, even after he was here for a couple weeks and they saw him, they were still like, oh, yeah, He's going to be good.
I mean, he was better than some of the crap they were trotting out there.
I mean, but, he's better than me.
But good? What about Chris Harris? That's a guy I like.
He's just older. He'll be 31 next year.
They project $12 million for him. Jimmy Smith, they project $10 million. He's 32.
And he can't stay healthy.
Logan Ryan will be 29, $10 million. Roby, $10 million. Aqib Talib's 34.
Too old.
Yeah, you're getting into, like, then Ronald Darby, Tremont Williams, and they have Jonathan Joseph still. Which I don't.
Maybe Jonathan Joseph should be. I bet Texans GM Bill O'Brien thinks Jonathan Joseph's still a number one.
Here's a guy I'd be intrigued by. Trey Waynes. He's 28. Hasn't quite turned into what they thought he would be, but I think he's got some skills still.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like a Hargraves. Like, he's a first-round pick, so, you know, people are going to try to make 100% sure that he can't play, so someone will pay to make sure of it. He definitely hasn't lived up to his draft standing.
Tell you who else I'm interested in is Ross Cockrell. If the Panthers let him walk, I think he's those are guys you can get for $3 or $4 million.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about looking at a number one corner.
Well, but there's not many out there. It may be that they have to keep Roby.
All right.
So and we don't know. Somebody else may get cut for cap purposes.
That's always possible.
But those usually those guys are over 30, though.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about TGS. If you own your home and you want to save some money, well, then you need to listen up. TGS has built a system that gives you a firm quote within 15 seconds using nothing but your address. You're not going to have to deal with an insurance agent, and you'll probably save a bunch of money. Here's how it works. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. It's like magic. And this company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating's nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you with $870 extra bucks in your pocket. You don't need to wait for your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end, all the hassle, all the nonsense, so you can free your mind and just fatten your wallet. Simple as that. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh. No one not regular. No one not regular. Ooh. We're no regular.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Can we, do we have some Hey Man Bleep That's? Because I have one.
Yeah, I've got some I could use.
All right. Well, I'll start. Yeah, I don't understand why we feel the need to combine two great things that don't belong together, because it ruins them both.
What do you mean?
Can we all agree we love ice cream?
I like ice cream.
Aaron?
Yep, love it.
Hit thumbs up for ice cream. How about mac and cheese?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, like mac and cheese.
Love it.
I don't like mac and cheese ice cream. It sounds hideous, it looks hideous, and it's a terrible idea. And basically,
I mean, you don't really know until you try it, right?
Yeah, but why try it? Why mess with something like that? Like, why make peanut butter? Why make peanut butter and stick it with, oh, I don't know, wine? Doesn't make any sense. But apparently this place made mac and cheese ice cream, and it sucked, and everybody said it sucked. I don't like it when you take two great things and turn them into one horrible one. To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
Would you be, and we made some offhanded jokes about Jeffrey Epstein today, Raheel and Lance and I, between sports map shoots. Would you be surprised that his estate, since he died, the value of his estate is $57 million more than it was before he died?
Not really.
It seems really backwards. It's made over $1 million by selling off some assets, including a Bentley worth almost $200,000. A new estimate values the dead financier's worth at over $634 million. It was $577 million at the time of his death.
See, I thought he was a billionaire.
Well, no, he's just got billionaire friends, apparently. The estate also liquidated four bank accounts associated with some of his companies that held over $500,000 in cash. Five of his cars were sold off, including the Bentley, a 2019 Mercedes, and three Chevy Suburbans. That's not suspicious at all. But I don't
know.
Where do
you keep the little girls?
Yeah, I feel like his value shouldn't be going up. But what do I know? To that I say,
hey man,
that.
I'm going to go the food route too. Papa John's announced, I think it was last week, that they have a new menu item, and they call it a papadilla because they're going to play on, I guess, a quesadilla, but put papa in front of it. But basically, they took a pizza and folded it in half. What I always thought was just called a calzone. They just forgot to like fold the crust over and completely shut it. Apparently, it's based off of an Italian folded flatbread, which is called a piadina. But at the same time, it just looks like a damn calzone that they overstuffed too much. So
I like overstuffed calzone.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too, but call it a calzone. Don't call it a papadilla to, you know, oh, we got to make it creative. We got to make it. No, just say, hey, we're Papa John's. We sell calzones now. Congratulations. Hey, man, f*** that.
I don't know. I kind of like papadilla.
What about Papa Zone?
I like that too.
But then it's like Papa Zone chair. Papa Zone, maybe not.
Yeah. Oh well. Interesting. Well, good show today. So tomorrow we've got John Jones.
We've got John Jones. We've got Alex Morano. We've got Mirsad Bektic. We've got
Christopher Hart.
Christopher Hart coming in tomorrow.
Nice.
Maybe he'll bring whiskey.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, good day tomorrow.
Cool. So good day today, I thought. We had plenty of good stuff. Starting to get moved past football season into it helps having the UFC here this week. And then, of course, a couple of weeks we get to go to Vegas for Wilder Fury.
That's going
to
be really hard.
What do you mean hard?
Just getting away and spending a week in Vegas. That's going to be tough on us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of our good friends are going to be there on this trip too, which will be cool. So it's going to be fun. And we got that Friday night tournament that I'm looking forward to. All right. That's going to wrap us up. Aaron, I'm going to give you an A+ today. Didn't screw up at all.
At all?
No, he really didn't.
I didn't have an intern.
Yeah.
That's good job,
dude. That's where the plus comes from, because I mean, you didn't really do anything to improve the show. You just didn't do anything to screw up, and you had to do it while there was no intern. So that's an A+. I'm gonna give Hoffman an A+. I suck less than usual today. In fact, I'm gonna say I might have even gotten up to a C+ today. A little better.
Mighty generous.
I don't know. I feel pretty good about it. All right. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll have another great show. Thanks to everybody who tuned in today. Hope you're home, and if you're not, well, somebody else will have to get you there. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.